I'm well, thank you.
How in the world did I talk you into getting up this early?
I'm an early riser.
How many members do you serve?
Well, our local has 3,400 members. We have 220 at the American Red Cross.
We're going to talk about the specifics, about the opportunity that you are going to have to hopefully find contract resolution. But it seems like over the years, there has been a challenge in getting contracts with the Red Cross. What's the challenge?
Well, it's not just our unions. It's unions around the country. There are 25 unions that have formed a coalition because they've all been unable to get contracts with the American Red Cross. And it's for a variety of reasons. The Red Cross has had a number of safety violations. They've been fined by the FDA up to $37 million. They've been found around the country to have engaged in unfair labor practices. And they've made proposals such as demanding that the unions give up their right to bargain entirely over health care. And that's led to the breakdown for us and for other unions that's gone on for years now.
Well, those fines and citations, we don't hear about those.
Well, the Red Cross has a great reputation. They do great work. It is publicized, but it's hard for them to connect that with the American Red Cross.
All right. You had decided to go on strike. Tell us why the decision, how long it lasted, and why you decided to end it.
We went on strike on Wednesday, and we struck for 3 days. At the end of that, the Red Cross asked us to return to work. They indicated they would pay us for the time that people were on strike, and they indicated that when we returned to the bargaining table, they would be, for the first time, engaging in real good faith bargaining. So we decided to test that out, and our folks went back to work on last Saturday.
Do you think that they were motivated by the holiday weekend?
I think that's part of it, but I think they also saw the coalition of unions around the country standing together, and that we hope that they're actually going to make a change in position and start a little different management style.
Well, what's interesting is there has been years that there have been these challenges to get your contracts taken care of, and out of the blue, they decided to make the change. And I know you mentioned that you feel that this is a positive step, but is there a motivating factor to this?
Well, we hope that they're making a change. If they don't, we retain the right to go back out on strike. So they're going to have to actually make the change, not just say that they're going to make the change. They're a big corporation. The Red Cross is a billion-dollar corporation, and I hope and think that at some level they decided that it's better business to start cooperating with their employees than fighting them, especially on the issues of safety and unfair labor practices.
When do the negotiations start?
This Saturday, the 17th.
And if it all goes well, how long could it take to get a deal done?
Well, we've set aside 4 days for bargaining, if necessary.
You know, I can remember the last time we talked. I don't know if this was last year, maybe a year and a half ago, but in hearing your voice today, you sound very optimistic.
Well, it's the first time where they've indicated they'll engage in good faith bargaining in years. So that's a small step. It's still the proof is in the pudding, as they say, so we'll see if they really do. But for once, the Red Cross is saying they will, and the fact that they paid employees while they were on strike was certainly an indication. That's a very rare thing to happen, and an indication that maybe they want to do business a little differently.
Do you think the Red Cross is trying to bust up your union?
I don't think it's just our unions. I think it's unions around the country. I think if you look who's running the Red Cross now, I think they would prefer not to have a unionized workforce.
All right, Joe Lance is with OPEIU Local 459. That is the Union for Red Cross Workers. Joe, we'll stay in touch, and hopefully we'll get to report on a contract resolution sometime soon.